Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello,
good evening,
and welcome. And yes, it is indeed 9 o'clock on a Saturday night here on Manx Radio and lots of other places as well, which means it's time for the best in modern and contemporary jazz in Jumping In with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's Escape edition of Jumping In. As the UK begins to tread cautiously back towards a new normal, we here on the Isle of Man will be able to resume our old ways on Monday. Whey! With no restrictions unless you fancy them, as the island is once again fortunate enough to be free from community COVID. So put your feet up, make the most of your last weekend where you have to stay in, and I'm sure the hospitality sector will be heaving a collective sigh of relief across the country. Let's hope it's a stepping stone towards summer festivals. So what have been your lockdown leftovers this week, H?
Well, we are heading to, literally and metaphorically, another land, it seems. A new one from Dave Holland, the great bass player. We're thinking about the art of war, not literally, and celebrating an historic moment in space.
And from me, well, a careful one, a profit or two, a broad mood, and a slippery start as we're climbing on mirrors with the Weber Morris Big Band. Thank you. there, taken from the debut album from the Weber-Morris big band Both Are True. Anna Weber and Angela Morris are both Canadian reed players and composers. They've taken a rather unconventional approach to the big band. Formed in 2015, the 19-piece band have honed their style before this debut release, recorded mostly live at Brooklyn's Roulette venue. The album hit the best of the year list for many of the American jazz publications last year. It's a quirky mixture of large ensemble and small group work with minimalist and free improv sections. And whilst I certainly wouldn't describe it as an out-and-out swinger, it is music that grows on you with repeated listenings. Out now on Greenleaf Music.
Yeah, is that Greenleaf? That sounds like Dave Douglas's label, is that right? Something along those lines, I'm sure that's Greenleaf is Dave Douglas's label. Yeah, very derivative towards the end there. Part of Loose Tubes, I thought, that whole thing of the band going into the whole band playing, going into the singing as well. Very, very reminiscent of some of the Loose Tubes in their prime, I think.
Yes,
I'd be amazed if they hadn't heard a bit of Loose Tubes, some of those guys and girls.
Mm. Anna Weber was working with John Hollenbeck as well, and he likes to drift in and out of chorus work as well, doesn't he, the drummer?
Yes, he does, indeed. Here's a man we've had often on the show, and he actually provides our theme tune, jumping in. Dave Holland, still playing strongly, still going strong, playing well. He's on more on electric bass on a new release on Addition. Thanks very much to Dave and our friends there for this one coming through. Another Land, Dave Holland with his trio. Quite sort of funky, this one. There's a few quieter moments as well. But I've been enjoying it actually the last day or so, and still more to listen to and get into. There are some quieter numbers, but here's a fairly good funky one. Mashup. Yeah, I told you it was funky. I did tell you it was funky. This is the latest from Dave Holland. Might not necessarily recognise him straight off from listening to that. I think he plays bass guitar throughout rather than his sort of usual customer-made, I think it is, upright bass, and one of those sort of small upright basses which he's sort of well known for if you see him with some of the quintets and the bigger setups he's had. This is with a trio, an all-star lineup, as they say. Kevin Eubanks on guitar, fine player, been around for a long time. Obed Calvert, I'm not so familiar with, but fine drummer. Dave has a knack for unearthing brilliant drummers like Billy Kilson and Marvin Smitty Smith. He's brought to prominence over the years, I think. It's described as a potent studio set of fluid themes developed by the band and forged in the furnace of live performance. Sounds like they would be good to see live. During the live shows that preceded the recording of this album, Dave explains, we were doing a continuous set. Once we started, we very rarely stopped. We just kept going. And The Guardian said it's a blues-fueled inferno summoning the spirit of Hendrix. Who am I to disagree with The Guardian? Terrific stuff. It's being released on limited edition double vinyl, CD and high-res download. And it's out from our friends. In addition, its release date is the 28th of May this year. Watch out for that one.
Certainly worth listening to indeed. And as we were just saying while we were listening to that, it's kind of looking back as you get older perhaps to it sounds like the gigs are just like a big jam session, doesn't it? Sounds like a garage band always. Let's get out and just have a blow. Now, regular listeners of the show will also know that we've always been fans of the piano trio here on Jumping In, and a long-time favourite of mine is the reflective Norwegian Eppel trio, with a sense of space that also almost feels like they're holding their breath between the notes. Taken from their most recent release, here's Andvar.
Thank you.
lovely stuff, recorded back in 2017. I was wrong. I said that was the most recent release. There is actually, and I meant to mention it before, a live one just out, but I haven't heard that yet. That was Andvar by the Apple Trio, taken from the group's fifth release, imaginatively called Five. Not a driving album, but in a beautifully measured collection of tone paintings, with the compositional skills of the trio helped by the fact there are two skilled pianists in the group, Andreas Ulvo on piano, Sigurd Hull on the bass, and Jonas Slovag on the drums, who was also a classical pianist before taking up the drums full-time. They do regularly play either collectively or separately with a bunch of other respected Norwegian jazz names, such as Carl Seglem, Tord Gustafsson, and Matthias Eich, so worth looking out for any of those. Lovely stuff.
Most certainly, it is lovely stuff. You're listening to Jumping In on Manx Radio, the best in modern and contemporary jazz, with myself, H, and with brother Chris as well.
Yep.
Socially distanced at the moment, but hopefully we might get back in the same studio at some stage. We'll go from that lovely tone drawing, tone poem, and peacefulness to the art of war.
Thank you.
I do enjoy that one. It's been on the CD player for the last couple of days. I originally wanted to play that to mark the passing, the sad passing, unfortunately, of the leader of that quintet, Ralph Peterson, who we lost earlier this year, unfortunately. Numerous albums out under his own name, mostly on Criss Cross, I think. This one has always had sort of a 4-star or 5-star, depending on the star rating system, awards saying it's a great one. And I never had it, and I was hoping to play it, but didn't get it in time. But I've really enjoyed it since it has arrived at the old house. Really good stuff. Ralph on drums. Jeremy Pelt on trumpet and flugelhorn. Never a duffer from Jeremy. Jimmy Green on tenor and soprano saxes. Oren Evans, now of course the pianist with The Bad Plus, and Eric Rivas at the bass. And that is from an album called The Art of War, and that is the title track.
Brilliant stuff, very, very good. And yes, you'll never be disappointed with either Ralph Peterson or Jeremy Pelt. Now, for a little bit of a change, perhaps, known best for his work with John McLaughlin's Fourth Dimension, Cameroonian bass player Etienne Mbap, who now lives in Paris, where he has a fine band of his own called The Prophets. We'll get your dancing shoes on. Here they are with John G.
Thank you.
John G from Etienne Mbappe and the Prophets, they being Christophe Cavriero on keyboards, Anthony Jambon on guitar, Clement Giannini on violin, Arano de Casanova on trumpet and flugel, Hervé Gourdickien on tenor, and Nicolas Vicaro at the drums. I think the two horn and violin frontland definitely gives the band its own sound, as they work through 11 Mbappe originals on this album. Bass player says that he really likes to see people dancing and bring joy to them through his music, which is influenced by his travels. And I was definitely jiving to that one, and I think we could hear his Cameroonian roots there.
This is Mark Elias saluting Chris and H on Jumpin' In.
Hello, this is Joe Lovano, and you're listening to Manx Radio with H and Chris jumping in.
classic stuff. Our birthday boy for this week, Herbie Mann. Great flautist. Would have been 91 were he still with us. Sadly not, died quite a few years ago. Herbie on flutes, the wonderful Hagood Hardy on vibraharp, Ahmed Abdul Malik bass, Rudy Collins drums, and Chief Ray and Ray Mantilla on the wonderful percussion. Herbie Mann returns to the village gate, bags groove. Before that, the much-missed EST, the Esbjørn Svendsen Trio, from Gagarin's point of view, marking 60 years on Monday it was, since the man himself, Yuri Gagarin, blasted off into space for the first time ever.
Indeedy. Well, that's about it for this week's edition of Jumping In. We'll be back next week when hopefully we'll be able to see each other and can lob not only insults but real missiles across the studio again. So it seems apt to leave you with a lockdown project from saxophonist and keyboardist Kyle Nasser, with Peter Kruniev on drums, Nick Jost on the bass. The money raised from the sales all go to Project Corazon, providing legal support for displaced migrants. Project's called Triple Blind, and this is Brood Mood. See you next week.
Look after yourselves. Take care. Bye for now.